From one point of view, we could say, well, it's just not a big deal. The indulgence was a fairly typical aspect of medieval Catholicism, and it had gotten terribly bloated in late medieval usage, and it was the kind of thing that not Luther alone criticized. Now, indulgence basically implies this. There is a notion that the sins that one commits over the course of one's lifetime are not likely to have been fully requited by any religious practices, by any amount of prayer, by any amount of donations to the church, by any amount of things that one might have done during the course of one's lifetime. And that after death, therefore, the soul migrates off to a kind of a holding tank, which in Catholic theology is called purgatory. And then over a period of time, the soul is, as it were, purged, and then it passes on to the heavenly realms. Now, an indulgence was understood as sort of working off some of that time in purgatory. Now, indulgences could be acquired by prayers. Indulgences could be acquired by, for example, making a pilgrimage. Indulgences could be acquired by making a donation to a local church. Slowly but surely, however, that relatively simple, relatively homely, relatively uncontroversial practice and theology began to get stretched all out of shape. I mean, for example, we think if you've ever visited the city of Rouen in France, Rouen Cathedral has a spectacular late Gothic tower on it. It's called the Butter Tower. Well, you know, around there, you had a situation where the local burghers, these are Normans after all, they hated giving up their butter in Lent. So it was said, well, if they would give money to the cathedral church to build this new tower, then they would be granted the indulgence of being permitted to have their butter in Lent. This wouldn't be sinful. Well, by the early 16th century, Tetzel was traveling around in Germany, raising money that clearly had a whole lot less to do with springing souls from purgatory than it did with generating revenues to build the spectacular new basilica of St. Peter. Luther objected on a couple of grounds. First of all, this whole notion of indulgence rankled him, because it smacked of the good works that he increasingly did not believe were efficacious. He didn't believe that things that individuals did somehow earned them credit, as it were, in the eyes of God, or could move God to treat them differently than otherwise. It may be the case as a kind of a minor variety of that, that Luther also thought this assigned a little bit too much significance to members of the clergy, but maybe that idea didn't come to him until a little bit later. In the second place, this indulgence rankled Luther because he was, in many ways, a kind of a German patriot, a kind of a proud German, and he disliked the idea that lots of ordinary German people were, in effect, being hoodwinked into paying all this money that was winding up, on the one hand, in the coffers of Vienna bankers, and on the other hand, in papal Rome. Now, he had been, of course, to Rome, as I mentioned a moment ago, when he was a younger man, and he found it to be a moral cesspool, so he really didn't like the idea that the good German money was going down there to Rome. So he's got sort of political grounds, ideological grounds to oppose this indulgence, and he's got serious theological grounds to oppose it. In October of 1517, Luther posted 95 theses against indulgences on the door of the castle church in Wittenberg. Now, was this an inflammatory act? To a degree, yes, but it's very important to remember, Luther is a professor there in the University of Wittenberg. This is a day long before online catalogs and course offering directories in universities, when teachers were going to hold disputations. Do you remember our scholastic disputations, when you argue through a proposition? Okay? When a professor is going to hold a disputation, or for that matter, when a professor is going to give a course of lectures, handbills and notices will be posted around town in various prominent places. Well, on the front door of the castle church at Wittenberg, that was a pretty prominent public place. So Luther announces that he's going to debate 95 theses on the subject of indulgences. Now, it's provocative because, of course, Indulgences are hunky-dory with most of the local Catholic officials, and Luther is clearly going to call them into question. But it's not a defiant or revolutionary act in the sense of putting up handbills before a revolution is about to start.